Firstly, I would like to talk about Sara. Sara's death was an incident. Our family in Pakistan are severely affected by all that is going on. All the media have been giving wrong statements and making up lies. Imran did not give a statement that Sara fell down the stairs and broke her neck. This was spread through a Pakistani media outlet. I am very worried about Imran's safety. All of our family members have gone into hiding as everyone is scared for their safety. The kids are unable to attend school as they are afraid to leave the house. No one is leaving the house. The groceries have run out and there is no food for the kids as the adults are unable to leave their homes out of fear of safety. That is why we have gone into hiding. Lastly, we are willing to cooperate with the UK authorities and fight our case in court.
We have heard from Sara Sharif's father, Irfan Sharif, and his wife, Sara's stepmom, Beenish Batool. They have been on the run now for exactly 4 weeks today. They're in Pakistan, we understand, and they left for Islamabad a day before police discovered Sara's body in the family home in Woking in Surrey. Now, this video that we have is a major development. Late last night, the video was shared with me, and that video was, as we saw, Sara's father sitting there silently, Irfan Sharif, and also Sara's stepmother, Beenish Batool, who was doing all of the talking. Now, the main takeaway from that, that I certainly took away, was that all three suspects, so Irfan, his wife, Beenish, and also Irfan's brother, Faisal Shahzad Malik, who police are also looking for, have said and they've made very clear that they are ready to cooperate with the British police. Now, this really is significant because police alongside Interpol, the National Crime Agency, the Pakistani authorities and so many other agencies have been working together to desperately find these three people. Now, we have put these latest developments to Surrey police, but we are yet to hear back from them. So it was the first thing that Beenish Batool, Sara's stepmom, referenced in that video, albeit very briefly. She said it was an incident. That was it. Very sort of vague language. There wasn't much emotion shown in that pre-prepared statement there. She did also muddy the claims that Sara had fallen down the stairs and then that is how she died, which has been widely reported. Now, Sara's exact cause of death is still unknown. A post-mortem has revealed that Sara's body had what police are describing as multiple and extensive injuries. Now, this is something that Sara's mother and grandmother saw themselves firsthand, as they told Polish media very recently.
They had dressed her in Mickey Mouse pajamas and she had a quilt over her. But no mother should see something like that. One of her cheeks was swollen and the other side was bruised. Even now, when I close my eyes, I can see what my baby looked like.
It wasn't Sara. She was entirely changed and bruised. If someone hadn't told me it was Sara, I would have never believed it.
So that was Sara's mother, Olga Sharif, and her maternal grandmother speaking there to Polish media. Now, police in Britain are calling on anyone that may have witnessed anything or anyone who knew the Sharif family to come forward with any information that they have that could possibly help with this investigation.